This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Just want to remind you, wherever you go, your phone's there. And wherever your phone is, we're there. Radio.com. You can listen all the live long day on radio.com. We've got a million podcasts up there, and just listen to Alice live on radio.com. It's an app.
So it's not this weekend, everyone. It's next weekend. The San Francisco 49ers are in the Super Bowl.
Boom! Bang!
Just let that.
Whop, pow, bing, boom!
Sit there for a minute.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. It's a good time to be a 49er fan.
Yes. Yes, it is.
A lot of people just finding that out. Hey, I guess I'll be fans of them.
So this story, I mean, it's offensive to me right now because the 49ers are in, but I've certainly watched Super Bowls, which I had no stake in.
Right.
No,
sure.
I didn't care.
Most of them.
Didn't matter.
Yeah.
But I followed
the
season. Here we are. It's the last game until August or
right.
September or whatever it is when the season starts back up. So, you know.
Sure.
It's our.
Yeah, you take a look, and it's a big cultural event, too. I mean, the Super Bowl is more than just the game.
And
there's a lot that goes into it.
The story.
The ads.
According to a new survey, more people go to Super Bowl parties for the food than the game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More people go to Super Bowl parties to socialize than for the game. The game comes in third place on the list of importance when you go to a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, I'm certainly not going for the game, even if I do care what teams are in
it. Well, I mean, not to put a damper on the subject, but they do say, news reports say that be careful because there's a lot of human trafficking going on during these times.
What?
Because people fly in people for prostitution
God.
And so forth. So,
yay, human, boy.
Yeah,
way to put a downer on it, Yuzi.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, it's true. It's true. Yes.
Is anything
at my Super Bowl party?
Yes, Vincent.
Well, probably not at your Super Bowl
party. The one serving your Doritos.
All right. After the game comes, seeing family, you know.
Sure.
You go to the Super Party, right. See your family, and then comes the commercials.
Yeah.
Fifth place.
Not excited this year at all.
There's a couple things. I don't know. I like the commercials. I watch them. I sit
the
there with a notebook.
The 49ers.
I'm going to sit there and take notes.
She's not excited
on the commercials.
About the commercials.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Like normally we'd be like, oh my God, that commercial is going to be so great.
Right. But well, you know what happened? The first one out of the box I played you was the Sam Elliott one and you didn't like it. Even
I
though
love
you like him.
I know. I had Corey play it for me this morning because I was like, can I just watch that again? Maybe I'm going to love it.
No. Nah.
And I went, oh, I love that dude.
The food that people want to eat when they go to a Super Bowl party. So if you're throwing a party, here's what to feed the people. This is
Can
what
I
they
guess?
Want.
Chicken wings.
Top.
Oh,
yeah.
Nachos.
Chicken wings. Oh, nachos.
No. Nachos. Well, chips make the list. Mm. Veggies and dip make the list. Mm. But pizza came in second.
Ah, pizza. Mm. I always want to eat pizza. Any excuse for pizza. Oh, really? It's a Super Bowl? Fine. Give me some pizza.
Pizza's so good.
Pizza. Oh, my God. I just don't want a pepperoni pizza. That's all I want. Or just, actually, you know what I want? A cheese pizza and a shaker of salt. Salt shaker.
Yeah, that's the song, right?
Scientists at Harvard finally figured out why stress makes people go gray. If you have lived long enough to see a few presidents get elected and then, you know,
see them 8 years later or 4 years later.
They are gray, and it's not just the aging that does it to
true.
Them. It's clear the job does something to people.
Yeah.
You look at Obama.
Oh, my God.
From
he looks 100 years old.
Yep. Yes.
And you know what? I swear to God, as soon as he got out, it's like all his gray hair fell out. He looks great true. Again. He's like smiling and relaxed looking.
The
like,
well, lines
somebody
are
else's
gone.
Problem now.
Scientists at Harvard figured out it has to do with something called your sympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for your fight or flight response under stress. And it turns out when it gets activated, it produces a chemical that attacks the cells that color your hair.
Huh.
So when that
so
happens
real.
Enough time, you are gray for good.
That's why you go gray when you have kids.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
easily.
Sure. Stress. You know,
oh, my God.
It's just your fight or flight's constant. It's like, well, that's an elephant dump. I think I got to fly away from that. Honey!
In my purse right now, I have a spray.
The thing that covers up your gray.
Yeah. Because
I've used
in the past 6 months, I've gotten so much gray hairs. And so my 4-week appointment that I normally have, it's now like I could use it every 2 weeks now.
Yeah, don't even care.
Oh, my God.
Don't even worry about it.
Hair dye doesn't hold up for a month?
Yes.
Well, you know, what do you grow? They say a half inch a month?
Yeah, I mean, my hairdresser, Issei, always says, oh, my God, your hair. It's because I'm Mexicana.
Ah.
He goes, your hair grows so fast and it's so thick. That is just boom, boom, boom.
Right.
That's a known Mexican thing?
Well, that's what he says.
He's, you know,
and he would know. He works on hair.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so I did a photo shoot yesterday, and I sprayed like on my crown, like right
shoot.
Here.
Oh,
right here.
I saw the pic you posted yesterday.
I
what was this photo shoot
What's
for?
What's the photo shoot?
It's just something for next week. Uh-oh, what just happened?
Nothing. Nothing happened. Go
New
on.
Headshots is what
yeah,
that was
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh.
Nothing.
Hold on.
Special.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at one right now.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Don't you look cute? Oh, look at that. Are there
Is that the cleavage pic?
Yeah.
They're all cleavage. After the fact.
All cleavage pic.
After the fact, I go, oh my God. I never know how deep my cleavage is until I see it and I go, oh, wow. Look at that.
It's a nice accessory. It looks great.
Well, thank you. I can't do anything with it, but cover it up, I guess.
The top things at social events that cause anxiety.
Yeah.
I don't really suffer from that
myself.
I mean, I think that as a person who doesn't drink, I absolutely start to get, as people get all wasted, I start to get like, okay, I'm going to get out of here. But I'm not like.
That's more social frustration.
Anxiety. Yeah. It's more like, you know what? You guys, I'm just going to, I'm not.
Yeah.
You do your thing. I don't want to be a pill.
Well, they won't even notice. They're drunk. Don't worry about it. You can stay or go. They're like, you're so fun.
Do you have any pills?
What do you got? I'll do anything. I'm
That's
drunk.
Not what I'm never mind. I'm going to go home. Whatever. They say the top things at social events that cause anxiety, the number one thing, somebody you don't like shows up.
Mm. Oh, that can be uncomfortable.
Very. I've ask people like who's going. Is this person going?
Do you?
Sure.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
I don't have anybody like that. Although, I
have a couple people. That
in a moment
I
of pure honesty, I would say, having never seen that ex-girlfriend of mine since whenever.
Oh.
I think if I knew she was going to be at some party, I'd be like, I'm not going to that.
Right,
I'm not
right.
Stay.
No,
I
thanks.
Avoid that situation.
I don't need that.
Other than that, I don't have anybody that I would be like. That I need to run from or that I don't want to deal with.
Yeah, I have a lot of anxiety about stuff. I actually feel like I will let people down. Like, I feel like there's an expectation on me. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm not the life of the party. Like, I, you know, I'm having fun here and I have a good time, but I'm actually kind of quiet in my
not
real life.
Not trying to be the focus.
No. And, yeah. I just feel
I'm
like
with you, yeah.
Sometimes I'll have people. And also, sometimes people can be kind of mean about the show. Like, I've had several situations where people are like, oh, I don't even listen to that. And
but
then
the other day,
minutes,
but the
yeah,
other
the
day.
Other day when you guys were saying blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, so how do I react? Yeah. Do I have to, like, act like I also hate the show? Like, I'm not sure what's required of me in this situation.
Yeah.
Why are you? Can't you just say I like the show or, I don't know.
I'm
don't
like,
say anything.
Am I getting paid an appearance fee for this?
I know. Oh, my God. It's so true.
Other things that cause anxiety at social events are when you want to leave, but no one will let you. You're not going home yet. It's too early. What are you talking about?
At a big party, that's not hard. You can just you know, pull a Vinny. I'm pretending you're totally. Going to the bathroom or going to the kitchen for some Coke.
I'm going to go get a Pepsi.
Right. But that's what it is.
I've been
going to
doing
get a Pepsi.
That my whole life,
it's great.
Dude. It's so
it
my move.
My cousin Diane also has that down. She gets all her, quietly gets her stuff together, gets her people together, gathers them at the door and goes, hey, everybody, we're leaving. Thank you so much. Bye. Walks out the door. It's great. She said goodbye to everybody. Yeah. Because that's the thing. You always feel like if you're at a big party, you got to go thank your host or hostess. And I always feel like, I looked for you around a little bit.
Or I just say, hey, I'm going to be leaving soon. So goodbye. Thank you. Yeah. Well, is it called Black Irish?
What's it
called when you bow out, like without like saying anything?
The Irish goodbye?
Something like that. Something
is that because you passed out in the bush somewhere?
No, no, no. You... That's because you split without saying goodbye to anybody.
Oh.
It's what we call pulling a Vinny. Mm.
What was that? The Black Irish thing comes from Ray Donovan.
Yeah, that's something
else. Oh, well, Daryl.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Pooch. Yeah. He's,
Pooch Hall.
He was a Black Irish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. The last episode was the other
You're
day.
You're still watching it?
Yes, I love it so
is
much.
Is it back now?
I think it has one more season
it dropped
left.
My thing is recording it, and I don't even watch it.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't watched it since the season with Abby.
It just gets gnarlier and gnarlier.
The cancer episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
well,
were
then she was obviously already.
Right.
Abby, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So this season, over vacation, whenever that was,
three weeks ago, four weeks ago,
I got caught up. But the last episode, the finale aired the other day. John comes in last night. He goes, oh, my God. And I'm like, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I'm sleeping and I haven't watched it. And please stop.
So he watched it so good. It's so good. Yeah. I don't care.
You guys can't really watch TV together anymore?
No, not too much. But I'm going to watch it. It's going to be good.
All right. The only
I'm
cash.
Go back.
I would love it to be great again.
I know.
I really liked the show.
Oh, I loved it. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I can't take this. He's so sullen and so non-communicative
and alienating
his family.
He's tried. He's
so
gone
many
to
times
a therapist.
I'm like, just say one thing. Say one thing.
Alden Alda is his therapist right now. And it's really...
You mean Alan Alda?
Alan Alda.
Sorry, what did I say?
Alden Alda.
Because my driver's Alden.
Did Alden drive you today?
He did.
Oh.
So he's going to therapy. That's interesting. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's very Sopranos-esque, isn't it? Mm.
The only cashier at a gas station near Grand Rapids, Michigan, got so sick this month he had to call 911. But the store didn't have to shut down. He made the 911 call around midnight. And also called his boss to find someone to fill in for him. But paramedics took him to the hospital before the other cashier got there. And there were a bunch of customers waiting to buy stuff. So instead of telling them to leave, a group of firemen jumped behind the counter and ran the store.
Oh.
I guess the
how
boop
kind.
Machine just,
sure.
You know, boop.
Yeah, we'll figure this out.
Boop.
You know what? We can't work it. We'll just write it out. You give us the money and we'll make change.
Captain Chris Weiland says he had some trouble figuring out the register at first, but he finally got it working and rang people up until the other employee got there. Firemen. Heroes.
To the rescue.
Yep.
That's great.
One of the firemen downplayed the whole thing and said, any group of firefighters would have done it. We're here to help.
Yeah. That's fun to play store. You know.
Best news is the cashier who got sick was treated and released and he's okay and... Yay! There's a good story, right?
Yeah, it's great. I love that story.
I guess this was bound to happen. I've only looked at Tinder the one time when my friend let me look at her phone and I picked some boys for her and then she didn't date him.
I remember, yeah. I don't know why she didn't like your Thrasher t-shirt guy.
But Tinder now wants to add some things. They're calling it a panic button and safety check-ins.
Oh.
So.
That's actually pretty great. This is an app where you meet strangers
right?
who are nearby you.
Tinder wants to allow users to send out an alarm when bad dates turn ugly. The popular dating app plans to start offering users an option to hit a panic button, receive check-ins to make sure they feel safe, and even summon authorities to their location.
Wow. That's great. They should do that. I think actually now that you're saying it out loud, that's kind of a no-brainer. People should be able to hit a button that says, I'm in trouble.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you hear enough about it where you go, yeah, I think if there's that many people on that thing and creeps know that this is a way for them to get access to other humans, then creeps need to know that someone can easily get them arrested.
Right.
Easily, not like a lot of...
And I like the check-in thing, too. I don't have to pull out my phone to hit a panic button if I know that this, if I don't show up at a certain time, or if there's, you know, if I haven't checked in. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah. So that's coming to Tinder.
Great. Everybody. Well, and actually, that'll be off-putting for people who want to use it for nefarious purposes.
That's what I mean. So creeps know they can use this Tinder thing in order to get access to people.
Yeah.
And now they'll know that the
people have a backup.
Have
plan.
An opportunity to fight back.
Yeah.
And
like
get
it.
Them in trouble. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Why can't gay men like fat bottom girls, Vinny? Might remind them of their moms.
Oh.
Actually, they can, and that's not the gay part was a second thought.
Right.
The point was, as a young man, Queen songs just seemed goofy to me,
yeah.
And I wasn't really discerning enough to be able to say, "Wow, that guy's in great voice." You know, I was listening to Kiss and other punk rock.
That's not Fat Bottom Girls, Bryn.
Yeah, play Fat Bottom Girls. Well, he says even in the song, left alone with Big Fat Fanny, she was such a naughty nanny. Nanny, he big woman. You made a bad boy out of me. Crank that up. This is good. I love Fat Bottom Girls. We used to open with this. We did a whole Queen medley
for
a
while.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
How fun.
Whatever the name of that band was. Like 10 songs from Queen. Just like one verse here,
Geneva?
One verse there. No. Just whatever Pat and John and Tommy.
Go. Do it.
Left alone with Big Fat Fanny. She was such a naughty nanny. Big woman, you made a bad boy out of me. Sing it. I've been with
Come
my
on,
band. Cross the water, cross the land. I've seen every blue-eyed floozy on the way. But their beauty and their style ran kind of smooth after a while. Take me to them lardy ladies every time. Give me a lardy lady. Ah, won't you take me home tonight, please? Ah. All right, I'm done. It's fun, though. Good times. We'll be back with more singing after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.